Look, we had a we had a lot of things go against us. You know, I thought we did a great job to fight back in the game, down 16 in the that second quarter, and you know, we're leading going into the fourth quarter. So you know, we were down a few guys, and obviously losing E during the game hurts. And Dollar, you know, probably our go-to guy down the stretch, cramps up. So obviously myself fouled out in less than 10 minutes. So it was a strange game. But credit to Cans, they made the plays at the end. We just got to, you know, be a bit more solid probably the last 5-6 minutes of the game, and I think, you know, it could have been a different result.
Do you, how did you balance out? Because you obviously got in foul trouble early, and then you were one of the leaders, you know, fighting back from that big deficit. How did you balance the aggression with, you know, trying not to foul? Or?
Yeah, it's tough. You're, you know, sometimes you're just in the wrong spot at the wrong time. You find yourself, you know, under the hoop, and you know, just not at the, you know, just get a cheapy foul. You know, you gotta still play aggressive. The way I play, you know, I'm not going to be very successful if you come out and you play passive. So, you know, I just got to be a bit smarter with it, and try and, you know, I got to be there for the team down that stretch, and use my experience and try and help the team out in that regards, and be a bit smarter out there on the court, I think.
A big loss, two pretty key players out in the last week. How was the morale this morning?
Look, it's tough. You know, Matty had been playing some great basketball, and you could see E really making some strides. And you know, he's a key part of the team. So we're just gonna have to have other guys step up. You know, I think every team's gonna face adversity at some point during the season. I think this is our moment for us to really face not only losing some guys, but now we've got a tough stretch of games against you know, so many games in a few days, and then and also against some of the top teams in the league. So it's gonna really test us. But you know, I guess that's we're looking forward to the challenge as well. And I think we've been there before. I mean, Matty's missed a few games before, and other guys have stepped up. You know, Tom Jervis played great over the weekend. I thought Jesse Wagstaff was outstanding as well. So I think we'll have other guys step up, and even put DeAndre in that four, and he looked comfortable out there in that spot as well.
Because he played there in college, didn't he?
Yeah, DeAndre played the four in college, and you know, for the minutes he played on the weekend, he's a tough cover for most four men in the league. So, you know, it gives us a little different look and weapon out there on the court. And you know, we'll probably try and experiment with a few things. We're gonna have to, you know, shake our lineup up at times a little bit, especially if we have foul trouble and that type of thing. So it's just gonna be making sure that everyone tries to play their role and try and step up and do a little bit more to help cover for the loss of E and Matty.
Can you rely on some cover from outside the team, or is it just, like, as you say, people are gonna have to juggle and that's what you're gonna have to rely on?
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I know that, you know, I'm sure the club's looking for guys to help out that are available, and hopefully we'll know something sooner rather than later. But I guess from our point of view, we just got to be ready, and you know, just be ready to play probably a little bit more a little bit bigger role than we had to when we were, you know, when we had our team full strength.
It's good to see Greg stepping up, doing pretty much the entire session today.
Yeah. He's, you know, he's got a lot of energy, and he brings a different element to the team. And you could just see his aggressiveness and energy that he brings is crucial for us, and was huge for us last year. And you know, it's great to hopefully we can keep him healthy during the week, and he can come out and play on the weekend. It would be a huge help to us, especially now that we've lost a guy in that wing position in E.
Yeah, and from what you've seen of him, what do you think? It's like an 80-20 chance or 90-10? Or?
Look, it's – I mean, you think he got through the session today, so it's a matter of how he pulls up. Yeah. But I think there's a good shot. I mean, he's done all the right things, and, you know, he was close to coming back a few weeks ago. So I think, you know, he stayed and worked out. He didn't go on the trip to Cairns. So I think that, you know, that'll probably help him be ready to play on Friday, hopefully.
Yeah. And you got knocked down to third spot with a pretty brutal road trip, as we were talking about, at the end of the month. So these next two games at home and pretty pretty much be much wins and must wins.
Yeah, we need to. I think we're at this point where we can't really look at the ladder. We just got to make sure we do our job. And, I think things will fall in place. But it all starts with Adelaide. That's the only game that we got to look at right now. And they're playing some great basketball. They've knocked off some good teams on the road, Cairns and Melbourne, who those two teams don't really lose at home very often. So they're kind of one of the informed teams in the league at the moment.
Speaking of home, you'd be glad to be back playing at Perth Arena.
Yeah, we haven't played at home all year. So it feels like it's been a long time. Lots happened since we last played at the arena. So I think guys are looking forward to finally having some fans cheer for us and be back in familiar grounds again. It's it's a special place, and we'll need that lift, with a few guys down, and to have that extra energy. Hopefully, it'll make a difference on Friday night.